Okay, today's daf Mem Gimel. We are on Mem Beis and Beis by the Mishnah. Ready? Hamuder Hana Mechavero. If Reuven makes a neder against Shimon, and Reuven says, Shimon, you can't have Hana from me, and I can't have Hana from you. Well, you can't really say that. Hamuder Hana Mechavero. Reuven says, Shimon, I'm not going to have Hana from you. So, Lo Yishilenu. He can't borrow anything from Shimon. V'lo yishal mimenu. And he can't lend anything to Shimon. 2 ways 3. We're going to get to that. Lo yilivenu. You can't lend him. V'lo yalve mimenu. And you can't borrow. You can't borrow from him and you can't lend him. So the Rambam says, one's by items, one's by money. Because if I borrow your car, I have to give back the same car. If I borrow $100, I don't have to give back the same $100. So that's two different things. It's one's money and one's an item. And lo yimkor lo, you can't sell anything. For lo yikach mimenu, you can't buy anything. Right? No. We had a similar Mishnah. We'll see in a minute. So one second. Now, there's a huge like girsa issue here. So we're just going to read it very simply. Because it doesn't really change the halacha. Doesn't really change anything. Bishlomo lo yulivenu. I understand why you can't lend him something, or you can't borrow from him. Dika mahanale, because you're getting hana. Ella lo yulvimimenu haimenu. Why can't you lend him? What kind of hana do you get when you lend him? Maika mahanale. What kind of hana do you get? Right. What kind of hana do you get? So ask the achronim. Right. What do you mean? You get bin hana. If I lend you money, you become meshubed to me. I get a lot of hana out of that. If I lend you money, you become meshubed to me. Eved lovel ishmalva, the pasuk says. Right? That's first of all. Second of all, not only that, why do you make an edir against somebody? Because l'chor, you don't like the guy.
Right.
So now what happens? Now he comes begging to borrow money from you. I made an edir against him, and he comes begging to me. That's the biggest geshmak I can possibly get. Look how great I am. I can't stand him, and I still lend him money. He can get bragging rights and all that. So the answer is you never find hana like that in the whole Masechta Sadorim. There's no such thing as intangible hana. I get a geshmak because now I lord over you, and none of that stuff.
Yeah, but the chances are that if you borrow, you'll also lend.
What?
No,
you made an edir, you can't borrow.
Still.
You can't borrow, yeah. But now you can be the big shot and lend. Yeah. So the answer is no. There's no hana like that. The only hana in the Masechta is mom's real hana. Okay, so
in that case, why is it not allowed?
We'll see in a minute why it's not allowed. We'll see in a minute why it's not allowed. Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara asks. That's why there's a whole girsa issue here. Because the Gemara is going to ask the same question again. I understand why you can't borrow and you can't sell him something. Because you get hana. But if you borrow, but he borrows from you, what kind of hana do you get? Same question, right? Amar Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kigon, Shenadru Hana Zemizeh. No, what the Mishnah meant to say was, you asked Hana both ways. You asked Hana both ways. Now the question becomes, and the Ran asks, look at the Ran, Amar Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So what did the Mishnah say? The Aleph Beis of Nadar. I made an edir against you, and you made it against me. So I can't lend you, and you can't borrow from me. So what's the chiddush now in this Mishnah? What's the chiddush? So obvious. Nireh, the stam lan krabalazar, the answer is, we hold on krabalazar, the Omar who said, vitur asur b'mudur hana. Even a small right, guy comes to buy 100 pounds of nuts. So you give him one extra nut. Out of 100 pounds, you give him one extra. Why? Oh, you're a nice guy. So that does not even, you don't even buy one nut. You can't even buy such a thing. It's just small. It's called Vitter Hana. It's like I throw in an extra one as a favor, as a token of goodwill. Even that, what? Right. Even that you can't get Hana from that. Even from such a small amount. That's what he's saying over here. Afagaf de kvar stam lod kavatzei bereish pirkin. Even though we learned that already. Kamash Malan The chol haninami lo gri mivitur ivisur lo belazar. This is no different. So this is no different than that, and it's also asr. Why? So what exactly is he saying here? The question is still a good question. What's the chiddush in this mishnah? Well, the chiddush is that what? That even though it's not really, like we said before, it's not really hana, it's just like goodwill kind of hana, that's also asr. Right? That's one answer. So one answer is the mishnah really means you give hana back and forth. Abaya amar, gzeira lishal mishum lahashil. No, it's a gzeira. I can't lend you because maybe I'll come to borrow from you, and that I can't do. V'chein b'kulu gzeira, and that's all. That's the reason for the whole mishnah. Why can't I lend you? I didn't make it that way. The nether is I can't have enough from you. So why can't a guy come and I need a dollar for the bus? No, I can't lend you. I have enough. I can't have enough from you. He said, why can't you lend me? It's a gzeira. If I lend him, I'll come to borrow from him. So, you hear that gzeira? That's the end of the Mishnah. That's the end of the Gemara. So just the Ran says in the next Ran, the Mishum Hachi, because of that gzeira, Asrina Nami Limkarlo, you're not allowed to sell to him, Atu Likach Nimenu. Maybe he'll come to buy from him. That you sure can't do. Afagav Ditnan Le'el B'Perek Dalad Nidarim, even though we learned already, that what? She'eni Nana Yisrael Lokeach B'Yeser U'mocher B'Pachos. She Yisrael Nenenli Litlokach Papachos Umocher Biyasar. Even though we said, if a guy makes a neder, he's not going to have hana from all Jews. So what did we say? He said, it depends what kind of item it is. If it's something that everybody wants, if it's something nobody wants, only you, if it's something nobody wants to sell, only him. So then we said, you have to either overpay or underpay. Why? Because you can't get hana from him. Right? Vamrina la besugin de la'el, the kolhecha da havi zvini charifa, if it's something that everybody wants, shari mudur limkar ulamad evologas vinan. We didn't make a gzera like this. Remember the beginning of the besakta, beginning of the parak? We had that gadam and nedra against all Jews. So what did we say? We didn't make a nedra like that. He can't buy because he atu will not come to sell. We didn't make such a gzera. So how can we make a gzera here? So the right answer is Kfar Kasev Rambam Zal. The Rambam already explained. The Hasam over there, given the Mikulu Yisrael Nadar, you made a zero against the entire Jewish people. Therefore, Lo Gazvinan Allah. We don't make such a zero like that. Why? The E Gazvinan Allah, if we do make such a zero like that, Matzrichinu Leili Lados Lo Dekachavim, Terech Lehu Milsa. You're going to have to go to Goyim. That's a big Terecha. So we don't make a zero like that. You made a zero against every single Jew in the world, against the whole Jewish nation. So now, you can't have hana from them. So can you give them hana? Yes. That's not a problem. Aval kan, but over here, she'enu otzer el lahanos chavero bilvan. You only made it against one guy. You know what? You can't give hana either. Why? It's a gzera. Maybe you'll come to get hana from him. L'meikam oled demilsev gazmiran. That's much different. That's much different. Okay? I promised you hefker today, so I'm not going to go back on my promise. I'm telling you. Next Mishnah. Amalo. The guy says like this. Hashileni paraska. Can I please borrow your cow? Amalo. Eni pinuya. It's not available. What? It's busy. The cow's busy right now. I cannot lend them to you.
My guy is busy.
Amar. So what does the guy say? Reuven wants to borrow the cow. And Shimon said, no, it's busy. So Reuven says, Amar, konem sadai sha'ani choresh bo la'olam. I make neder on my field, I'll never plow my field. Like, so I think the Rosh might say, it's an exaggerated statement that you say because you're angry. The guy didn't want to lend me his cow. I'm never going to work my field again.
First one.
Right. But you made a neder.
With this cow.
Im ha'yadarko lichrosh, hu aser. V'chol adam mutarim. If you are the one that actually goes out and plows in the field, then you can't. What about other people? Other people can. We have a rule that you can't do something, your shliach can't do it either. So, I made a neder. I'm not going to work. You do it. What kind of neder is that? Right. So that's what the Mishnah says. If you're the one that actually does it,
with that cow,
then you can't.
So we have to do with that cow.
Right, but someone else can. Why? So if I make a nether, I can't have enough from you. So I get to go borrow his car for me. Can't do that. So what's the difference over here? So the right. No. So the vintage used in its place. That's built into your statement that you said in anger. Your statement that you said in what?
That's part of your assumption.
That's the part of the assumption that I didn't mean to include other people, only me, right? But the main darko lichrosh. But if it's not, I never do that. I'm the boss. I have workers for that. So then who v'chol adam asur? Then all your workers are also asur. Why? Because that was obviously what the assumption was. You didn't ever do it anyway. It's like you have workers that do it. So if you said, I'm never going to use that cow, then no one can use that cow. None of your workers. Good? Next. Hamudar haname chavero. If someone makes a neder from his friend, v'ein lo ma yochal. And now Reuven makes a neder, and Reuven has nothing to eat, and he can't take a handout from Shimon, because he has a neder against him. So what does Shimon do? Holach etzel chenveni. So Shimon now, he knows that Reuven's a big jerk for making a neder against him, and Shimon's a good guy, and Shimon wants to help out his friend who did a very dumb thing and made a neder. So what does Shimon do? Shimon goes to the grocery store, and the Ron adds the word. You go to the chenveni harogil etzlo. The chenveni knows Shimon, and he's comfortable with Shimon, and says like this. V'omer. And Shimon tells the chenveni as follows. Ish ploni noder mimeni. Hana. Right? Reuven did a very foolish thing. He made hana, he asked himself for me. V'eini yodea ma ese. I don't know what to do now. Reuven's going to starve.
Well, why can't he go to the store?
What? Is there any money? So Reuven's going to starve. What should I do? So the chenveni is no dope, and the chenveni realizes I have to give now Reuven food, and I have to hope that Shimon will pay me for it.
Is he borrowing money from Shimon?
He cannot. Is what?
Is the chenveni borrowing money from Shimon for that?
Chenveni's laying out the food, and he's hoping Shimon will pay him back. Shimon cannot tell the chenveni, do me a favor, go drop off a package by Reuven, because he can't have enough from Shimon, and then Shimon Shliach also can't have enough from him. He can't have enough from Shimon Shliach either. If Reuven stops by and says, here, I brought you food, is Reuven allowed to eat it? No. So what's the difference if Shimon drops it off, or Shimon tells someone else to drop it off? It's the same thing. So Shimon can't tell the chenveni to drop it off. What Shimon has to do is has to hint to the chenveni. Chen has to be on his own, realize, I gotta drop this off. Hopefully Shimon will pay me for it. If Shimon doesn't pay me for it, I can't ask him for the money, because I'm really doing it on my own. Right? For who knows saying low, he will drop off the package, the food. Uba v'no tell me that. And hopefully, the Ron will say, we'll read the Ron in a second, he'll get the money from Ruth, from Shimon. Look at the Ron. The Ron is the second wide line. Hoel, holech etzel chenveni, harogel etzlo. Rebusa kamashmalan. It's a big chiddush. Daf agav the rugel etzlo. Even though he's your good friend, the store owner, umakifo tadir, and you always have credit by him. You always have a credit by him. You get along very well. I would think that he's like a shliach. Lo amrin on shlichusik oven. It's not a shliach. Why is it not a shliach? Because he never said be my shliach, right? The kolshkein sheim lo amar lo adam miyuchad. It's for sure, you didn't say it to a single person. Ella, the Omar, Kol Hazan Eino Masid. You just yelled out in Shul after davening. By the way, what's his name? He's in bad shape, Reuven. If anybody wants to go over there and bring him some food, they're not going to regret that decision. That's also not a shliach, right? Shari, Kedis the Perakamuder, right? Then the next round says, Uba Venotel Mizeh, Im Ratza Ka Omar, if Shimon wants to pay. Shimon can't be forced to pay. Even though at the end Reuven got food from the chenveni, and everybody was on the same page about it, lav shlichus zeka of it. It's still not a shlichus. It's not a shlichus, because if it was a shlichus, it'd be aser. The lo have a shliach ela baomer. The only time it's a shliach is it says kol shomea koli. Whoever's listening to me, yazin should feed her. Should feed this guy. Kedishin Bahamadir. The case over there is the guy's in a pit. We had this already before. The guy's in a pit and he's dying. He's not going to get out of the pit. He's in some jail. He's dying. It's on his last day. He's not going to get out. And he says like this: I don't want my wife to fall to my brother because he's a rotten guy. So whoever hears this, please write her a get. On my concern. Whoever hears, so the halacha is that a shlichus? Who'd you appoint? What? Right. So what kind of shlichus is that? So the Gemara says it depends. If you said whoever hears this, that's a good shlichus. But if you said whoever in the whole world, anybody, like the guy in shul, if you say after davening, whoever wants to go bring over Reuben food, you're not going to regret it. That's different than saying, whoever can hear me, please bring Reuben food. What exactly the difference is, I'm not 100% sure. That's the difference. So if you say it like that, that's a shlichus, that's a problem. If you just say in general, that's not a shlichus, it's not a problem. Right? So if I get, that wouldn't be a get. Because you can't write a get without a baal telling you to. So there it's a chumra, here it's a kula. You can't say, the Ron says, you can't say that when the Mishnah says, and then the Kedavini will come to Shimon and ask to be paid, that it's a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, he doesn't have to pay. We hope he does, because the Kedavini went out on a limb, right? The chi michayev tashlumei, because if you chayev to pay, alma shlichutse ka'avid, obviously it's a shliach. Umehani lo lev asr, that he's getting hanah from him, and that's asr. So that's the case. Good?
But he goes to the bower to get the money.
What?
He goes to the bower.
Right? Yes, but he's an indirect thing. He's not saying,
I don't know what that means.
He says he goes to Reuben to get the money.
Are you sure? Or he goes to Reuben to get the food?
No, to get payment from the vower.
No,
so maybe the vower made asserted himself to give food to Reuven, and that he's the one who's a fool. I don't know. The Achronim ask another question, which you don't really answer. Didn't we learn already that you're allowed to do a mitzvah for somebody even though you have a nut against them? You could do a Shavas Aveda.
Yeah.
So why can't you bring him to Dhaka? What's all this trickery and?
Yeah,
you can bring him this wild. Why can't you bring him food to eat?
No, we had already an example. Two guys are walking together. One guy, so you could put the food.
We're going to answer that right now. That's right now.
What do you mean?
That right now is coming up. That case.
No, we got it already.
That's
so
clear.
Which
Hashivas made is you didn't start the process.
So what? You're right. So there's a distinction. You didn't start the process. You're walking down the street. You see Reuven's wallet.
Yeah,
you know what?
His wallet.
The guy made it. I'll still return it. Right. I have an ether against him. I can return it. Why? Because it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, but you can't.
Remember we learned that? So why can't you bring him the food? It's a doctor. The guy's dying. The guy's starving.
Oh. Okay.
So you have an ether against him? So what? We died, by the way. Remember? I'll tell you even more. It's not because of nefesh. Then he can do anything. It's not going to die this minute. We learned that when you do a mitzvah for somebody, even though you're not allowed to have enough from the guy, we don't focus on the hanah. We only focus on what you're doing. I'm doing the mitzvah.
Right.
He's getting hanah. We don't care. That's a grama. So why can't I bring him food? Doesn't really answer that question. It's a good question. You have to come up with all this crazy shtick. Bring him the food already. I'm getting hanah from him. So what? He's doing a mitzvah. The fact that he's a recipient, we said we don't care about that. That's his issue. I'm doing a mitzvah. Right? The fact that I'm giving him food, I don't think about it, it's a grumma, all these answers we gave. So why can't we say the same thing over here? So, what is the Achronim? He doesn't really answer it. That's what we said. Okay, next case. It's the same exact case. Hochel Eitz Apalim. Where am I? Yeah. Hoysa Beisa Livnos. A guy needs his house built. Gedro Glidor, or a fence. Sadeo Litzar, his field has to be harvested. So none of this is because of nefesh. Guy's house is sitting there, that workers haven't come and they haven't been paid in months, they don't show up. So, holachet apalim, you go to the workers, v'omer, ish ploni mudu mimeni, what's his name has hana against me? However, huda mudu mimeni hana, v'eni yodea maz, I don't know what to do for this guy. V'hein otsin imo, ubom v'notlan tchamizah. So the same thing, the workers will go work, and hopefully they'll get paid. Now, I'm not sure who's paying them, because I'm not sure who has an injury against who.
You're paying them.
From
the English, it says from the power. I don't know.
What?
You're paying them.
No, so you don't tell them. Same with that case. You don't tell them straight out, listen, there's an ezer against this guy. So you work for him and then we'll figure it out. You don't say any of that stuff.
You just tell him to do it.
You tell him to do it and hopefully he'll pay him.
What if he has no money? He has no money.
But you can't demand it, because if you demand it, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the halacha. It doesn't change what I'm talking about.
The case,
so I'm not sure what the case is. Either Reuven made an ezer against Shimon. Shimon feels bad for Reuven, or Shimon made an eder against Reuven, and now Shimon feels bad for Reuven.
Yeah.
Either way, the same thing. It's the same thing.
Right.
Case number three. No saying. Hayumahalchin baderech. If you're going together, ve'ein lo ma'yochal. One of them has nothing to eat. What? Right, nothing to eat. Now you can't give him food because you can't have enough from him. Why can't you give him as a tzedakah? I don't know. Same question. No, say la'acher. You give it to A, you can't have enough from B. So A gives it to C, right? L'shum matana v'hala mutar ba, and then he can give it to B.
It says la'achar.
What?
Don't say la'achar.
Yeah, but he's giving it on the condition that he gives it to the other.
Fine, make sure that he's
simple over it.
The same exact thing.
Right.
Im ein imahan acher. There's nobody else there, so it's the two of you, right? Maniach ala sela. You put it on the sela. Oh, ala gader or on the fence. V'omer hare hein muvkarin lakol. It's hefker. Mi sheyachbo. Whoever wants it can come take it. It's hefker. V'hala no tel v'ochel. You can go ahead and eat it. The Rabbi Yossi, Oser.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi says you can't do that. Why? We won't get that answer till tomorrow.
Tomorrow before I speak tonight.
Yeah.
Do we have any events already?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, so I guess I remember we,
7 years
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I couldn't remember the
space. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My time at Rabbi Yossi. Why would Rabbi Yossi say no? What's wrong with this? It's such a good idea. Make it hefker. And then let the other guy come take it. Why did Rabbi Yossi say no? So, kasavar hefker kimatana. Right, so we're starting off today, the answer. We're going to give two more answers tomorrow. Kasavar hefker kimatana. Hefker is just like a matana. Ma matana. Just like a matana. Ad de isya merishus lenotzein lerishus mekabel. It has to go from my possession, from the giver to the recipient. What if the recipient doesn't get it yet? So the halacha is the giver can retract. Af hefker, so too hefker, the same thing. Ad de asi l'rishus zoche. It has to come into the possession of the recipient, of the one who's being zoche it.
That could be the case of every single thing. Yeah, exactly. Right.
What do you mean?
The exact same thing.
No, we
have. The nether, he can't. The storekeeper, the same case. I mean, you know, he said, I'm going to put money over here. That's the hefker.
Right.
He didn't say that. But it can do
this,
same
point. So
it's different because here is only two people, so the half car can only have one recipient.
No, that's one.
You're asking a good question.
I'm gonna keep walking by.
I'm telling you that by the end of Wednesday, your head's going to be spinning with this half car. Okay?
I see the question again.
I see the train coming.
Rabbi Yossi said that if it's the two of you and you're camping together and the guy doesn't have anything to eat and you made an edder against him, you're maskurit. Rabbi Yossi says you can't be maskurit. So why not? Because, why can't you be mafkrit? What? Because you can't be mafkrit. Because you can't be mafkrit something till someone picks it up.
Why?
That's the halacha.
Hefker is for anybody.
What if you make something hefker, and then an hour later you come and tell your wife, "So you know what I did? I made the car hefker. Right? She said, "You crazy? Go get that back. Can you get it back?"
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Why yes? Why yes?
Because
you get it back. What if someone else took it?
Nobody else.
Too late. What about a gift? What if I give you a gift? I come and tell my wife, I gave you only a gift. She said, "Not get it back." I can't get it back. Too late.
So the same with hefker. If somebody took it, it's over. It's finished. Well,
right. So until no one took it.
You go back, you're part of the hefker.
So
you're kind of the
fine. So you know what happened? Reuven gave it to Shimon. You're not allowed to do that. According, that's how Rabbi Yossi looks. That's how Rabbi Yossi looks at it. And there's no, and therefore there's no fake transfer here. The whole Mishnah was fake transfers. Nothing here is fake. Why? Because Reuven gave it to Shimon. He gave it with a thing, a fake thing called Hefker.
So
that's the
problem. No point where it didn't belong to him.
Exactly.
He took it.
Exactly. Him? Exactly. That's why he holds it as a problem. There's no point where it didn't belong to him.
It's direct transfer.
Because making it Hefker doesn't change anything. It only changes when the guy picks it up. When the guy picks it up, it's Reuven giving it to Shimon. It's a problem.
And what's the problem?
They have an other against each other.
It was Hefker until Shimon picked it up.
It wasn't Hefker.
No, it's Hefker until Shimon picks it up. It was Hefker until Shimon picks it up.
Since the first they can take it right back, the problem is.
So the problem is that when Shimon picks it up, the second he picks it up, it's not Hefker anymore, it's his.
Okay.
Go on and on.
You can go on all day like this.
Yeah.
That's where Biosi holds.
Excellent.
Now. What?
No, but we also have a concept of Hefker
Bay. That's nothing to do with this.
See, that's all that I there.
1 minute. 1 minute. We just read two lines. This is going to go on till Wednesday. Till Wednesday, this is going
to
go on. Right? And by the way, look at Wednesday's dot. Wednesday's Amud Aleph is like four lines.
Perfect.
It's massive runs here. Massive. Huh?
He has to learn lesson number one in Daf Yomi. If it's got a couple of lines,
You're in trouble.
Now.
If you're a couple of lines, you're in trouble.
I'm trying to be up to this.
Masiv Rav Ava. Rav Ava asks the following question. You ready for this?
No.
Halah, what does it mean by halah notel? You make a neder against somebody. They went camping together. The guy has nothing to eat, so you put it on the rock and you make it hefker. V'halah notel v'ochel, and the other guy can go ahead and eat it, which is exactly what our Mishnah said.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi owes there. Rabbi Yossi says no, we can't. Which is, so far it's exactly the same.
Right.
Now comes along Amar Rabbi Yossi Amasai. When do I say my din that hefker doesn't work? That's bizman shenadro kodem lehefkero. If the neder preceded the hefker, like what we said all along, the guy's made a neder against him, now he has nothing to eat. All right, I'll make it hefker for him. Says he does, it doesn't work. Aval, but im haya hefkero kodem lenidro. What if I made the hefker before the neder? I made it hefker before I knew, didn't know, he never even made a neder. Harezim mutter, then it's mutter. What?
Yeah, okay.
Why is it obvious?
Why not?
What changed? Now, if you hold that Hefker got... One second, let's look at the next line of the Gemara. V'yamar da'ad da'asi l'rishut zoche. But if you say that the reason why the Hefker is no good, the reason why the Hefker is not a good out is because has to be given to him.
Right.
So Mali Nidro called him left care, Mali left care called him Nidro. What's the difference? What came first?
Right.
What's the difference?
Exactly.
Right? What's the difference?
That's right. So then a legitimate Hefker.
What?
Before the Nebi, it's legitimate Hefker.
Well, the Hefker is always legitimate. The Hefker is always legitimate. It happens to me, it's a trick, but it's always legitimate. You can't make a fit. It's a real, genuine, bona fide Hefker. What's the issue? What's the issue? The issue is that, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker doesn't mean, Hefker means it has to be transferred. So when I transfer from Reuven to Shimon, it's giving from Reuven to Shimon. It's a nether against each other. They can't do that.
There's no man's land.
Right, exactly, there's no man's land. So what's the difference when the neder was made and when the hefker was made? What's the difference? Huh? Oh, right, you hear the question? What's the difference? Doesn't make a difference. So why would Rabbi Yossi change the halacha if the hefker came first? Because then you say, oh, then it's not a trick. Why would he make it hefker beforehand?
What's the matzias? Why is he making hefker before the neder?
Because he said they're on camping together, right? They're camping together. Oh, that steak I'm not having. I don't want it. I'm making hefker. I don't want that steak. I'm on a diet.
Right.
Guy says, you know what?
I'll
make a neder against you. Now I'll go take it.
Right.
Says Rabbi Yossi, that's okay. That's okay. Why is that okay? What? So what? If the hefker is also, if there's no man's land,
you're always worried about the trick.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It eliminates the trick.
But if there's no man's land of a hefker item, it's from transferring from Reuven to Shimon. There's no man's land. So what's the difference with the order is?
I don't know.
So that's the question.
That's the difference.
That's the question. So who Moshev love, who Mashari love? He asked this question and he answered it. And the answer is what Mati said. Kol hanoder, right? Whenever you make a neder, ain't daito al masha hefker. You don't have in mind things that are hefker. Nobody does that. I make a neder against you. Do I have in mind hefker things? No, I have in mind your things. Right? Right? It's very clear. I have in mind you. I don't like you. So I have a neder against you. I don't want your food. I don't want your stuff. You made a hefker already? Of course I'm going to have it. Nothing to do with you anymore. I did the halacha that in Hilchot Hefker, there's no man's land. Good, that's true. But over here, it goes by the das of the noder, and the das of the noder was your stuff, not Hefker stuff. Now, if I made the neder and then you made it Hefker, then of course Rabbi Yossi's right. Why? Not, he's not right, but I understand his shita. Why? His shita is a neder against you, and there's no man's land. So it's you, from you to me. That's a problem. Good? Good? Okay. Now, Moshev Rava. Okay, now the next question is such a far-fetched question, a crazy question. The Ran has a completely different way of learning this question. I think the way we're going to learn it is the other Mefarshim, it's easier. So just leave it like this. The Ran's question is much more complicated. Very simple. We know like this. When you, a matanas shchiv meira is a gift given in contemplation of death. So the halacha is, there's two requirements to this rule. Number one, you have to give away everything you own. If you give away not everything you own, then how can it be a contemplation of death? Why are you only giving away half your stuff? If you think you're going to die, you're going to give it all away. So if you don't give away everything you own, it's not called a matana shchiv meira. What's the nafgamina? Because a matana shchiv meira, if the guy gets better, you're going to get everything back. Because it was only given in contemplation of death. If the guy doesn't die, then the gift is void. Now, can you give a matana shchiv meira to two people?
Sure.
I give you half, and then the other half.
Just divide it up, why not?
Right? You give half, and you give half. I'm giving away everything I own.
Why not?
But I'm giving it to two different people. Can you do that?
Yeah, why not?
So, says Masiv Rava. Rava asked the following question. Mitzasan l'rishon. If I give part of what I own to Rishon, v'kulon l'sheni, and then I give the rest of it to Sheni, right? And then what happens? This was a matana shchiv meira.
He says kulon means all of it.
All of it, right.
The remainder.
No, that means
so we're going to see, it doesn't mean remainder. It doesn't mean remainder. What it means is, I give you a gift, and then you I give my matana shchiv meira. And then I get better. So what's the halacha? The first guy keeps the gift. That wasn't...
Well,
man, then why does the first one keep the gift?
Because
it has nothing to do with death.
Right.
You I'm giving a gift, and you I'm giving my whole estate.
Right.
So now, if I die, taka, everyone's keep. What if I don't die? So you have to give it back. He can keep the gift. Right. Why?
Why?
Because when I said all to you, obviously, you could say, I meant all that I have left after I gave you my matana shchiv meira. We don't say that. We say, you I gave a gift, and then my matana shchiv meira I gave to what's his name. Therefore, when the person gets better, the first gift is a valid gift. The second gift goes back. Right?
Which is a different case.
One second. So the Ran has a whole thing with Avadim. He gave two Avadim. He gave one Eved away. Then he gave the other one. Whole complicated thing. And then it doesn't work. He has a completely opposite gears. So, very simple. Masav Rava. Miksasan L'Rishon. V'kulan L'Sheni. Right?
Miksasan means a gift. Yeah.
Right. Rishon Kana. Sheni Lo Kana. The first one gets to keep it. The second one not. Why doesn't the second one keep it? Why does the first one get to keep it? Because a gift. Why does the second one not get to keep it? Because he got better. Right?
Upon death.
Exactly.
Like a transfer on death when you have like, open an account.
So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? When you give to the second one, you already had a cheshbon of the first one in mind. You knew about it, and yet you separated it from the second gift. Because you wanted it to be a different halacha. The first gift, even if I get better, I want him to have it. The second one, not like that. So too, right? When I when I make a neder against you, right? When I make a neder against you, don't I have in mind what you already were mafker? That's the question.
No.
What?
No, that's why it, it precedes it. It's totally separate.
Right?
So not the answer to the question is, what is the
hilchus
shiver?
Yeah, when's the
hilchus? Yeah? You hear the question? You hear the answer?
No.
No?
Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
Just like when a shiver gives two gifts, one to Rishon, one to Reuven, and one to Shimon, the one to when he gives the gift to Reuven, he gives the gift to Reuven. When he gives the gift to Shimon, he's aware of the gift he gave to Reuven.
Right.
Right? He's aware of it, obviously. And it has a different halacha than the gift he gave to Shimon. Right? So too, when a man makes a neder against the possessions of one person, he's aware of the hefker things that the man made beforehand. The man was masking beforehand. Right, what did we say? Rabbi Yossi said it's different. It's different if somebody's mafkir, his nechassim, before the nether.
Right.
It's different.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Then it's different.
Right.
Why? Because then we said there's no trick, and it was his mafkir beforehand, right? But when he makes a nether, isn't he aware of all the mafkir things you did? I'm making a nether against you. I don't want to have any hanah from your possessions. Aren't I aware of all the hefker you did beforehand? L'chori yes, l'chori yes.
Why would you
because that's the assumption. And therefore what? Right? What? And therefore it's an analogy. Just like by a shchimera, the gifts are separated, so too over here, we should say that the nether is not separated. Not separated. And therefore, when I make a neder against you, it should include
the
hefker as well. That's the Gemara's question. It's a very far-fetched question.
It's a very similar analogy.
It's a very similar analogy.
Except that on a shiv merah doesn't make a lot of sense, because a person who is a shiv merah and hefker, his things will give everything, he's in a certain state of mind.
Right.
He doesn't make it's not logical to say, okay, I'm in a state of mind, I'm going to give a gift to him, but everything else to him. If he's dying, he's at one set of mind,
right,
and it should be the same.
So I'll tell you the honest truth. The honest truth is the answer is better than the question. So now we'll look at the answer, then they'll understand. The Gemara says, you're right. El Amarava, Hainu Taimad Rabbi Yossi. A whole nother reason for Rabbi Yossi, a different reason. That what? That Rabbi Yossi said. What? No. What? Another reason now. Why did Rabbi Yossi say that when you make something hefker, I can't take it? Not because there's no man's land. That's not the reason. The reason is because Mikzeira Mishum Matana's Beis Chorin. It's a gzeira because of a matana's beis chorin. What's matana's beis chorin? A guy made a neder against his son. Not having any enough from his son.
Father.
Now he's getting married. He wants a father to come to the wedding. So what does he do? He gives everything away. It's happened in beis chorin. He gives everything away to what's his name? If that belongs to him, my father can come to the wedding. Because it's not mine. It's what's his name's. Now my father can come to the wedding. Right? So what's his name do? He gave it as a gift to the Beit HaMikdash. He's mafkir to the Beit HaMikdash. He's mafkir to the Beit HaMikdash. Then what's his name says, what are you doing? I didn't give it to you to be mafkir to the Beit HaMikdash. I gave it to you so my father can come to the wedding. The answer is, it's a ploy. Right? It's a ploy. So we're afraid of the ploy. So the whole hefker is all suspect. Because you know what? If I give you something, you can give it to the Beit HaMikdash if you so choose. Here, the guy didn't really want to give it. It was only a ploy to get his father to show up. So because of that, he doesn't allow any hefker. Because hefker generally is all a ploy. You hear? The whole thing is a ploy. That's why he said, that's why he didn't allow hefker. It's a gzera onto all the ploys. Sometimes it's legit hefker. We don't know that. Most of the time it's not. Why does someone mafkir this stuff? Who does that? Who's mafkir their field? Who does that? Who's mafkir their possessions? Nobody does that. Why do you do it? You do it to get out of a nether. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, none of this stuff. Why? Look what happened over here. The guy was mafkir, the guy gave it to Hekdish, and he's all upset. Right? So because of that reason...
Rabbi Yossi,
That's why it's straight across the board. Now tomorrow, we're going to go into Hafker's story. All right, everyone have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.